Hey Pokemon fans, Tamashi here. Last time on Pokemon Beta Secrets, we took a look at the beta of Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. And today we'll be wrapping up Gen 3 by exploring beta elements of Fire Red, Leaf Green, and Emerald. Up until this point, most Pokemon games have been built on top of each other. Gold and Silver were built using Blue's engine initially, and as a result there is leftover data from Red, Green, and Blue on the ROMs of Gold and Silver. However, when the games made the leap to the Game Boy Advance, they built a new engine from scratch. As such, when Fire Red and Leaf Green were being developed, they used the same engine and were built on top of Ruby and Sapphire. And as a result, there are some leftover elements on the ROMs from these games as well. All the weather effects from the previous games, including the unused snow effect, can be found on the ROMs of Fire Red, Leaf Green, and Emerald, as well as all the key items for Ruby and Sapphire. Interestingly though, in Fire Red and Leaf Green, these items were given new item sprites and bag descriptions. Unfortunately, there really aren't any beta artifacts unique to Emerald that aren't just leftovers from the other third gen games. So most of this video is going to focus on Fire Red and Leaf Green. Now, obviously it's hard to know for sure, I wasn't there and I don't know exactly what kind of constraints they were under, but it seems like Fire Red and Leaf Green had a bit of a rushed development. While the first gen games already existed, and they didn't have to do much new map design or anything like that, they still had to rebuild Kanto from scratch using this new engine, rewriting all the text and scripts, programming all the trainers' teams, and all the while Emerald was in development too. This is a lot to take on for a team who had never balanced quite so many projects at once before, and possibly as a result, the final game ended up nearly identical to the Gen 1 games, with only a very short post-game and the updated mechanics from Ruby and Sapphire to distinguish it from the original. Though there's actually quite a bit of evidence to suggest the Game Freak initially wanted the post-game to be much larger, rivaling the return to Kanto in Gen 2, the most notable being the number of unused maps on the ROM for Fire Red and Leaf Green. Some of these maps are also left over from Ruby and Sapphire, and since the tilesets for them were overwritten when Fire Red and Leaf Green were developed, they're corrupted and hard to recognize. About 18 unused maps don't have any defined data, and a handful more are duplicate versions of maps that made it into the final game. But unique to Fire Red and Leaf Green is map data for several unused portions of the Sevii Islands. In the final game, islands 1 through 7 are accessible. In the Japanese version of the games, the island names are written in katakana. But there exists data on the ROM for several maps labeled Nanashima, or Sevii Isles, and Hiragana instead. These maps include data for islands 6 through 9, and then 22 through 24. Obviously 6 and 7 made it into the final game with their names in katakana instead, but 8 and 9, two islands that were removed from the final game, actually have fully programmed map data. There aren't any wild Pokemon programmed to appear here, and 8 Island appears to have had some kind of cave on it at some point, but the cave entrance was changed to a different tile for some reason, and there are no warps or pointers that lead to either of these maps. These maps are kind of strange, because they're so open and empty, but yet they have fully programmed movement permissions and route music. It really feels like they just ran out of time here. Islands 22, 23, and 24 don't have map data, and their location names were placed between Tenobi Ruins and Naval Rock, suggesting that they were just parts of other islands that were never finished, or possibly related to scrapped events. One last unused map is on Routes 19 and 23, and though it exists on both routes, it really only makes sense on Route 19, where it's speculated that it was supposed to be the beach house from Pokemon Yellow. This suggests that the Surfing Pikachu minigame was supposed to make a comeback, though that raises questions about other possible planned elements from Yellow that were scrapped, and how one was even supposed to obtain a Surfing Pikachu without stadium compatibility. Speaking of scrapped events, Altarin Cave, which appears in both Fire Red, Leaf Green, and Emerald, has always perplexed players. It's a big empty cave where only Zubat appear. It was one of the only new additions to Hoenn and Emerald version, and the name Altarin Cave suggests that something there can be changed or altered. Well, as it turns out, there were plans for things called Wonder Spots, which would utilize the Mystery Gift feature and allow players to download different Pokemon to appear in their game in Altarin Cave, like Aipom, Mareep, Pineco, Shuckle, Teddy Ursa, Houndour, Stantler, and Smeargle. I assume these Wonder Spots are planned to work like Nintendo Zones do for the 3DS, which are hosted at places that are partnered with Nintendo, such as McDonald's and Starbucks, to get players to come and download things for their games. However, for one reason or another, no one ever hosted these Wonder Spots, so the feature went completely unused. There are a handful of unused sprites that could be related to scrapped events as well. Overworld sprites of Mew, Raikou, Entei, Suicune, Celebi, and Deoxys' attack and defense forms exist on the ROM. While the legendary trio does make an appearance in the games, they're roaming Pokemon and never have overworld appearances. Oddly, in Ruby and Sapphire, an unused sprite of a female Rocket Grunt exists, similar in appearance to those found in Gold and Silver. In an early trailer of Fire Red and Leaf Green, a slightly different graphic of Professor Oak is shown, as well as some changes to the way the text is displayed in the Japanese versions of the games. In the final version, all text is displayed as black, But in this trailer, the text is color-coded, blue for male characters and red for female characters like it is in the localized versions of the games. It's odd that they removed this feature for the final Japanese games and not the localized ones, but it's a minor detail anyway. And that wraps up all the known beta information for Generation 3 so far. Join me next time as I take a look at the alpha and beta information for Generation 4 on the next Pokemon Beta Secrets.